Numbers chapter 23 and verse number 19, just a single verse. Well, I would say most everybody's standing. Numbers 23, verse 19. Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being patient with us this morning. Certainly worthy to honor those that have stuck it out with our elements class. What an awesome thing. Praise the Lord. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Praise the Lord. This is my topic today. Yes, he can. Amen. Yes, he can. Amen. Yeah, we know God did great stuff in the Bible. Miracles, signs, wonders. Can God still do it today? Yes, he can. God did it for my brother. Can he do it for me? Yes, he can. God did it for my sister. Can he do it for my wife? Yes, he can. God bailed you out. Can he do it for your brother? Yes, he can. Amen. My topic is simple. Yes, he can. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, I pray your will, Lord, even be done right now. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. In the precious name of Jesus. Would you move that back some? Praise the Lord. Amen. Got some ringing going on. I don't know anything about the electronics, so I need helpers bad. More helpers. If you want to help, come see us. We got a place for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you. Yes, he can. Anything, and this we've said this so many times. I've heard other people say it. I've said it. I'll say it again and again. Anything that God has done, we have the absolute right to believe that, yes, he can do it again. Amen. I can put my finger on the page in the Bible. That's a promise from God right there. I claim that promise. Yes, he can fulfill his promises. Amen. Let me go back to Scripture, read a little more. 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse number 45, and pick up reading about David. A very familiar story. A young teenager, I suppose. I don't know exactly how old he was, but I suppose that David was a teenager when he met Goliath. It's an awesome story. I've heard it from when I was a child. I had it in Sunday school. I had it in youth class. I've preached on it many times. It is still an amazing story, and it fits right in with my topic that, yes, he can. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 17, reading beginning at verse number 45. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. And I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee." Man, this guy's talking big, isn't he? Whoa. I don't hear any hesitation in this portion of Scripture. "And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You and all your buddies are going down." Wow, this guy is talking big. Verse 47. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands. He is speaking by faith. Hadn't done it yet. No, in fact, up until this point, the armies were facing on the hillside each other with no battle yet taking place. Verse 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. You see any resemblance of fear? Of being afraid of the enemy? Wow. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And the Philistines saw their champion was dead and fled. It is truly an amazing story. You see, David didn't start his faith. He didn't start his walk with God. He didn't start out on that battlefield facing the biggest guy they had. David had some experience with God. David had a relationship with God. David prayed unto God. David was protected by God. David knew how that God could guide his hand, how that God could give him skill, how that God would deliver unto him the victory. I've seen some YouTube videos of bears. I tell you what, a bear can be a scary animal. You get a 800 or 1,000 pound bear, that guy is not afraid of anything in the forest. Nothing. There is nothing. He is the top of the predator list. He is the height of strength and of power in his environment. Yet David slew the bear that came out to take his sheep. The lion, king of the jungle. I've seen lions that I was in a zoo. I believe it was Washington, D.C. area. And there was a huge lion in that zoo. I could not imagine being in a jungle and see that thing come out from behind some bushes. He's bigger than you are. He runs faster than you do. It's not humanly possible for a human to outrun a lion. He's bigger and stronger and faster and big claws, big teeth, big body, big strength, very strong. Yet David prevailed over a lion. Can God help us have victory over things that are stronger than us? Yes, He can. Yes, He can give us victory over things that come against us. even if that thing is more powerful than you are. David slew the bear and he slew that lion. He had a relationship with God. Then David had faith to overcome the giant. Amen. You got to learn about God. Have a relationship with God. That's our life in Jesus Christ. You see, when we have an established life and faith and trust in the Lord, and God gives us victory after victory, when God delivers us from the enemy, when God gives us strength that we didn't have, when God gives us wisdom that we didn't know, when God delivers us over and over again, you tend to continue to believe, yes, He can. Amen. Yes, He can deliver us. Now, things look bad sometimes. Picture yourself before the Philistine champion, Goliath. You imagine a man, you know, a basketball player that's 11 feet tall is pretty big. But in comes Goliath, who's 14 feet tall. He's got a spear like a weaver's beam. Helmet, metal, armor, head to foot, a warrior from his youth. He knows how to fight. And he's declaring, screaming, cursing Israel, their army, and their God. Wow. How would you feel? You going to run down there to fight that guy? David did. Because he had faith in God. When you have faith in God, it's assured that God will deliver us the victory. Amen. You see, Jesus is our champion. And you put that 14-foot giant next to God, creator of heaven and earth, there's no comparison. Who's going to win? God is going to win. Amen. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children. You know, and before Him we are. I am. You are. We are the children of God. And have overcome them. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. It doesn't matter where they come from. It doesn't matter what they're saying. It doesn't matter how big they are. It doesn't matter how much authority they think they have. God is the ultimate authority. Amen. Greater is He that is in us. Greater than the pain that is in our lives. Greater than the sin that did so easily beset us. Greater than the problems that have come upon us. I tell you, my God is the answer to your problem. Amen. In an atmosphere of faith, someone say faith. When you have faith in God, anything is possible. Faith is perhaps the most commanding subject in the Bible. As a child of God, you have at your disposal, you have at your hand, at your ready, you have available to you very many spiritual tools. Prayer is a powerful tool. Prayer is a powerful weapon against the enemy. Prayer strengthens us. Prayer changes things. It's a powerful weapon that God gave to us. We need to learn. We need to practice praying. Amen. I really like to worship the Lord. In fact, it's one of the It's a powerful aspect of our church. Amen. To worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. To worship the Lord with our whole mind, with our whole, don't have your mind on other things when it's time to worship the Lord. Put those other things out and let them be somewhere else, because when it's time to praise the Lord, it's time to set ourselves before God, to magnify Him, to look upon Him more closely, to worship Him with all of us, with all that is within me. Worship the Lord. It's a powerful weapon, our worship. Amen. It's a key in our Christian walk, is to worship. Amen. We just had our giving. We have a missions march. Our children are taught how to give from a very young age. We never outgive God. Amen. Giving is a blessing. I'm blessed to be able to give. Amen. It's a powerful weapon. Giving is a part of the plan of God. Amen. And it's a tool. It's a weapon that God has given us. Evangelism is a weapon. The Word of God is powerful. It's true. It's already established. Amen. You can argue with me. You can argue what I think. But there's no arguing with the Word of God. Amen. Whether if you believe it or not, it's still the Word of God. Amen. It's still what God said. Amen. There's no debate here. The Word of God is true. It's a powerful weapon. It's in our arsenal. And faith, believing in God, believing that God can do it, saying in your own self, yes, He can. Having faith is a powerful weapon in our spiritual warfare. Amen. There's an arsenal set before. Every one of these things are important in our walk with God. But the most important of all these things, all these tools that are available to us, is faith. In fact, prayer, the Word, worship, talent, giving, it's all rendered ineffective if you don't have faith. Amen. Faith is the element. Amen. Mixed with these other things equals power. Amen. Faith is powerful. I could read the faith chapter, and I'm going to refer to it here, Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to jump around, mention some things from this portion of Scripture, from verse number 1, now faith. I like that because it has two things. It says, now considering, if you will consider, or it could be right now, faith. The faith that you have right now. Are you in a spiritual battle? Are you in warfare? Are you having an enemy that's attacking your home, your finances, your marriage, your children? There's many things that come against us in this world. But no matter what it is, if you've got right now faith, God can help us right now. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. When you have faith, you believe God will do it just because He said it. Just because it's in the Word. Just because God said it in the Word, it's already established. It's true. Amen. Verse number 2. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated. Amen. Anybody want to go to heaven? Did you read in the back of the book where the saints are going to be caught up in the air to meet the Lord in the air? Anybody, you ever wonder what that's going to be like? I have. Well, Enoch didn't have to wonder anymore because that it happened to him. Amen. Yes, God can. Praise the Lord. Enoch was translated. Jumping down. Verse number 7. By faith, Noah was warned of God. You know, hearing the warning of the Lord is a wonderful blessing from God. Amen. To know that danger, judgment is ahead. You know what you can do? You can repent and not be guilty of the crime because the price has been paid by Jesus. We are warned ahead. Repent! There's the scripture tells us how to be saved. Repent, be baptized in the name, tells us how, in the name of Jesus Christ. And ye, and why? For the remission of sins. Amen. Ye shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's a promise. Amen. By faith, Noah was warned of God. By faith, Abraham, father of faith, obeyed. And he went out. Man, you could preach on Abraham a long, long... You could take the whole year and preach about him. You could preach every Sunday, every week, the whole year you could preach about him. Amen. Verse 11, through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive. Verse 17, jumping down. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. Man, I'm going to talk about that in a little while. By faith, Isaac. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob. By faith, Joseph. Amen. Think of these people and what they went through. Amen. Of Joseph, man, he was hated by his brothers. He was done wrong and put in a pit and then put in prison. A slave in between times. And yet, God blessed him. Yes, God can deliver us. Amen. Verse 23, by faith, Moses. Man, think of all the things that Moses went through. Amen. A hard-headed, just a million people, perhaps. I don't know how many exactly it was, but it was a lot of people. How are you going to convince a million people to serve the Lord? Seemed like an impossible task, yet, yes, God can deliver that people. Verse 29, jumping down. By faith, the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea on dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. By verse 31, this is awesome right here. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not. Not only did she not perish, those in her household that came with her were saved. Amen. She became grafted into the lineage of Jesus Christ. Great-grandmom, I think it is. Great-great-grandmom. She was of David. Into the lineage of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. God cannot, He will not ignore faith. Abraham, the father of faith, Romans chapter 4, beginning at verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. These three verses, considered not, staggered not, and being fully persuaded. There are things that we can learn from this. Considered not some of the things in your flesh. Maybe you have weaknesses or problems, or you haven't got it all figured out yet. But yes, God can deliver you. Amen. Staggered not. Well, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can live like that. You know what? You just take a step of faith and believe God for right now, and God will give you what you need right now. And then tomorrow he'll help you again. And the next day he'll help you again. Yes, God can make you able to do it. You can live for God. He was fully persuaded. I don't know about you, but God has blessed me so many times. I've seen the hand of God work in so many lives. I know that God can. I believe there are others here under the sound of my voice. There are people here right now that are fully persuaded. You're convinced God can do it. Amen. Every time you come to the house of God, when church is in session, when we are worshiping the Lord, when you're hearing the preaching of the Word, every time we can expect a miracle. Amen. A regular service should be when God moved. That should be, we should come to expect that God can do miracles. Amen. Yes, he can. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Anything he did in the Old Testament, anything he did in the New Testament, anything he did for my brother or sister in Christ, anything that he's ever done at any time, he can do it right now. Anything he's ever done any place, God can do it here. Amen. It is a spectacular revelation. The day you understand that anything God has ever done at any time, in any place, for anyone, that he can do that for me. Amen. Put your finger right in your chest. God can do it in me. Amen. God can do it in my life. Amen. You see, there in the scriptures it talks about the woman with a blood problem. People still have blood problems today. She touched the hem of his garment. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 to 22. Just three verses. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. Anybody had a blood problem for some years now? No hands, no blood problems. Amazing. It's a miracle. Blood pressure, blood sugar. Yeah, high, low. There's blood problems, I'm pretty sure, in our midst. This lady had the same blood problem, I don't know exactly what it was, for 12 years. Was not a new thing. Came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. I'll tell you what. I know people have problems. I know we are weak in the flesh. But I do know that yes, God can help us in our problem. Amen. Five chapters later, right after, this was Matthew chapter 9. You jump forward five chapters, Matthew chapter 14, verse 34 to 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they knew Jesus was there, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. The word traveled pretty fast. A whole bunch of other people wanted to touch his garment now. A whole bunch of other people wanted that help now. God did it for that lady. He can do it for me. Yes, he can. Get this. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Amen. That's the rest of that scripture. Amen. Yes, he can. In the Old Testament, Naaman, a rich military ruler, captain, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse number 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. Great guy. Powerful, brave, strong, valor. But he was a leper. This ruler, captain of the nation's army, had a servant girl that said, would that you'd go and the man of God in Israel would pray for you and you'd be healed. This little servant girl knew who Jesus is. There's people under the sound of my voice that know that God is a healer. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's people around you. There's people that you know. There's people that are in our families. There are people that are in our households. There's people at our jobs that need to know that God is a healer. Naaman heard that testimony. He came. He got prayed for. He got instructed, go dip 7 times and you'll be healed. He got mad. Well, couldn't I wash in a clean river? Can I go to my own land? The priest, the prophet, he didn't even come out of the house. He sent a servant with the message. Couldn't you at least have come out to greet me? He was mad. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay mad? You going to stay mad? Are you going to obey God? If you will obey the word of the Lord, then, yes, he can be healed. Yes, he can be free of leprosy. Yes, he can be delivered. If you will obey. He obeyed, he got cleaned.
He was cleansed.
Healed. It's a miracle. In the New Testament, a leper was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. And behold, there came a leper and worshiping him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He had faith. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately he was cleansed. Amen. His leprosy was cleansed. Luke, not just one, there's 10 lepers. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when they saw him, or when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. That's what you were supposed to do after you received the miracle, when you were cleansed of leprosy. And it came to pass that as they went, as they obeyed, they were cleansed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What an awesome thing. I'll tell you what, maybe you don't have it all figured out, and that's okay. But if you'll obey the Lord, if you will do what God said to do, then God will do what you want Him to do. God will give you the victory.
Yes, He will.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was going to read Genesis chapter 22. I've got a half a page, 22, 5 to 13. But Abraham, I'm just going to summarize it. He had the fire, he had the wood. But where is the sacrifice? His son was going with him. He's going up to the place to sacrifice on the mountain. He tells his servants that were helping him on his journey, you guys stay here, and the lad and I will return. We're going up there to worship. You know, when he got up there, he stacked that wood on his boy's back to carry the firewood up the mountain. Dads have that privilege, you know. You carry the firewood. Dad carried the fire. He had a little bucket with some hot embers, some coals in it. They went up to that mountain. Dad, here's, you've got the fire and I've got the wood, but where is the sacrifice? Abraham made a prophetic declaration to his son. The Lord himself shall supply the lamb as a sacrifice. He did it then. The ram caught in the bushes. It was the ram that got sacrificed instead of his son. Maybe you know that story. And then he came himself to be the sacrifice for sin. Amen. It was a prophetic fulfillment. And yes, he can. Amen. Musicians, come on. I'm closing. One more place in Scripture. God has done it so many times. God has healed people in our church. You know, there's people been healed of cancer in our church. More than a few. More than one or two. More than, I don't know exact number, but a number of people. So when you get a doctor's report, oh, we got to do some tests, and I've heard of that going on right now. Some people have to go to the doctor to get tested. You know what? Yes, He can heal our bodies. Yes, He can see us through. We overcome the devil with the word of our testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. Stand with me. I've got these two verses and we're going to close. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11. And they overcame him, the devil. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. You see, the blood of the Lamb paid the price for sin. It's Jesus Christ that paid the price for our sin. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Whatever you are going through, whatever is going on in your life right now, I'm telling you, God has helped people before through that problem. Marriages, children, homes, finances, in your flesh, in your body, in your mind. Doesn't matter what it is. I tell you, my God, yes, He can meet that need. Yes, He can deliver your soul. Yes, He can save you. Amen. He's worthy. Would you love Him with me? I'd like to open this altar. I'd like to invite people to pray. Why don't we believe together right now that Jesus Christ, that yes, He can do it today. Bring your need to the Lord and let's gather together and magnify the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's believe that yes, He can do it in your life. Come on, let's pray.
Here I come, you lifted high in this room. For me, want to,
what else will do in this room?
Chains are